Earlier we spoke to Maurice Cohen. He's chair of the Jewish Representative Council of Ireland. First, on the feelings today of the Jewish community here to the recognition of Palestine by Ireland.
The vast majority of the community would feel that this is a very hasty move, although it has been in the offing for some time. We feel that it doesn't serve any purpose whatsoever. And it's quite peculiar that it should be done now for two particular reasons. One, that whatever the government says, this will be seen by Hamas as a reward for terrorism and a reward for October the 7th, killing 1,200 Israeli people and capturing 250 hostages. It'll be seen as a reward for putting their own people at risk and for the thousands of civilians, casualties and people that were murdered. And it's incredible, I think, and the rest of the community would think, that this reward should be given to no end. All I hear from the government is that it is to give the Palestinians hope. To give the Palestinians hope, there are many other ways that hope can be given to them, and that's by encouraging Hamas to release the hostages, stop sending rockets into Israel, and cease all hostilities, and then Israel would have a totally different attitude to what is going on there.
The Irish government will say that it has called repeatedly for the release of hostages and for a ceasefire on all sides. You've described Ireland's recognition of the state of Palestine as an act of pure folly. What did you mean by that?
For the reasons I've just given you, that it's a rewarding terrorism. Also, one would have to look at, again, government saying that they want everybody to abide by international law. Well, it's quite strange that international law, as I understand it, would state that to recognise a state, there are three or four criteria that have to be, that have to happen. And one is a defined territory, the other is a government and the ability to enter relations with other states. And Palestine currently does not fit any of those criteria. There is two particular areas governed supposedly by two different entities. You've got Gaza being controlled by Hamas, you've got the West Bank being controlled by the Palestinian Authority, and the two of them don't speak, have tried on many occasions, but they don't. So there isn't a single entity. And I know that the government will say that they're recognising the people, not the government. But you can't recognise a people. You can't declare that the Kurds or the Rohingya simply to be a state under international law, because one recognises a territory.
The Taoiseach is going to tell the Dáil later today that Palestine should be able to vindicate the full rights of a state, including self-determination, self-governance, territorial integrity and security, as well as recognising its own obligations under international law. Are Palestinian people, in your view, entitled to their territory and a state?
Absolutely. Palestinian people are entitled to a territory, they're entitled to a state, and certainly the Irish Jewish community absolutely believes in a two-state solution. But it has to come about by negotiations, and that's what Ireland should be doing, is encouraging the two sides to sit down and talk when there are on both sides the ability to do that. Currently, we're not encouraging them to do that. This was what the Oslo Accords requested, and we haven't encouraged them that in the 30 years.
The Taoiseach Minister for Foreign Affairs, Micheál Martin, this morning described as, quote, absurd, the idea that recognising the state of Palestine is anti-Israel. Do you accept that?
Well, I haven't given that a great thought, but what I would say is anything that gives the Palestinians false hope is just incorrect and wrong for the reasons I've stated previously, that it's rewarding terrorism. We should encourage the Palestinians to have a state under the frameworks that exist and under the natural response, which is to encourage them to sit down and talk together. You know, it's very arrogant of the West to believe that we can impose any solution. And the only way we can hasten a solution is by encouraging the parties to stop fighting and to sit down and talk.
What do you think of the conduct of Israel in this war?
Israel had, as you will recall, a massive trauma on October the 7th. And that was akin possibly to 30 times greater than the Twin Towers into America because of the size of the Israeli population, 1,200 people out of a population of 10 million. They know that if Hamas isn't eliminated, that they will have another October the 7th. Hamas has said so, and they are doing everything within their power to stop Hamas, while, of course, taking as much precautions as they can to minimise the loss of civilian life.
That's Maurice Cohen. He's chair of the Jewish Representative Council of Ireland.